because we have a little bit of difficulties to... If you... So, let me know, please. First lesson I will take from this show is not to let any kind of my spirit or my mind. So that's what I take from this one. Yeah, so that's the first one. And some guests are here as well. Welcome. I hope that running tonight, well, my night anyway. Yeah, it'll be a great show, as always. We're here to kind of like be a cube. So we're very send us a message, and because we don't want to interrupt anyone that calls anyway. You know, if you ever visit our website, it's very soon, and you know, running, we need donations. So this is, if you really want to be a part of what we do, beyond that website and click that dream. Welcome our friends, and if you want to join us on a live stream, go to Blog Talk Radio. We are the time being. Let me take Kim Sue. How are you?
I think you called us in. All right, I just asked if the others can hear you, because I can't hear you at all. I hear about every tenth word. So let's just see what the others say. Keep cutting out. So I don't know if you can take your headphones off or what needs to be done. You might have to use chat box more than anything, till we figure out what's going on. Or we could just try to call in again. Yeah, you're cutting out. Darn it. Okay. Well, so this will be an interesting show, huh? Let's see how it goes. So today's limitation is we can't hear Sharon very well. So we will deal with that as we go along. So we'll try to bring her in periodically and see if we could hear her as she speaks. If not, she can do chat box and message board, and we'll just take it that way, I suppose. You know, these are the kinds of limitations that hold us back in some ways, but here you can see, as we're going to deal with this today on the show, we're not going to allow it to hold us back. Limitations can come in any ways, by the way, mental, emotional, physical. There's all kinds of limitations, but I've found as we walk along, limitations only become limitations when we consider them to be that. If we do not consider them limitations, then we begin to walk away from them and eliminate them. So we can talk about that a little bit too, that's for sure. Walking away from them is certainly a matter of choice, and I've been telling people that a lot lately, including myself, by the way. Some don't like to hear it, but it is true. certainly a matter of choice. Once we make the choice to walk from our limitations, it's still a long road, and it's not necessarily easy. And at times we feel like we're totally ineffective, where we're not able to walk from our limitations. That is part of what we go through with this sort of block. And limitations are blocks, for sure. So let me put on Sue and see what she thinks about this.
Hi, everyone. Well, limitations are definitely things that can keep us stuck, you know, stuck in one place. You know, when I think of limitations, they can be big or they can be small, but, you know, the big ones are being afraid, fearful of moving forward, stepping into something that may be fearful. I mean, fear is a big thing that, you know, will make us limit our wanting and desires to do anything. And I can think back of, you know, when I was younger and stuff. And when I do think about it, I guess I was more of a gypsy soul because I may have been fearful at first, but I've done so many things in this lifetime so far that I can't say that I've limited myself, you know, on the larger pictures. It may have taken me a while to get there, but, you know, I did eventually move forward. But I mean, it's even the small things that we can do day to day, and it's the things that we can and can keep us disconnected from other people also, are limiting our belief systems that we were, you know, brought up with, you know, just our thoughts, anything can keep us in one place and won't help us to move forward. Stick in the middle.
Yeah. Thinking about this as we go along. Right now, as we step into this new energy and new time, a lot of people are feeling a lot of limitations being put on them. You know, I'm just reading something on a group page a little while ago before we came on Facebook, and a woman there who's one of the admins, I guess, is trying to place all these restrictions and limitations on what people put up on that page, which seems to go against what the person who created the page had to say. That's an ego piece, and that's trying to cause other people to be limited, probably fearful what's being said. This is different than respect and honoring what something is meant to be. And we tend to do this in our own being as well. We tend to put limits on ourselves, especially if we're fearful, for whatever reason, of moving into some new place, some new energy. And right now, as we step into this new earth, we're all stepping into new energy, new space, new place, and it's very easy to put limitations on ourselves. We've spent 3 years, three long years, as we were told in many of the Mayan prophecies we would, doing some really deep healing and releasing. Many of us have. Probably most who are on this show now and listening, if not all, and a lot of others. If you're spiritual at all, if you've awakened at all, then you will be feeling this healing that's gone on. And it's been difficult and painful for many. Many big changes have had to be undertaken to get to this point. Now we're in a little different place. Now if there's limitations, many of us are placing on ourselves. And we're doing that in part by assuming we're still in that same energy that we were before. And that's not the case. What I see now and what the elders used to teach, and I really didn't know what they were talking about before, but it's thinking we're still doing the same things we were in the last 3 years. And I really don't believe we are. I think that has shifted and changed. there's things now that need to come forward and to eliminate these limitations and these fears. And a couple of people are saying that fear is causing these limitations. Absolutely. It's a big part of it. Okay, I see a couple of people can't hear again. If you can hear Sue or I, let me know as well. I think you can hear us. Maybe you have to restart. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of people on, and no one else is saying they can't hear at the moment. If you can't, I'm sorry. Try going out and coming back in again would be my suggestion. What we're doing now, back to that, is clearing a lot of this old stuff. And I've been talking with some of you about this of late, as I explore it myself, because, again, it's understanding things that were taught a long time ago, but in new ways. It's allowing to bubble forth from deep within whatever pieces still, you know, it's just energy we don't need. It could be old stuff from this lifetime. It could go back to past lives. But this is different. We don't go in and try to find it. We know it's limiting us. Instead, we just let it come. We have to feel it. Don't push it down. If we push it down, we'll continue to limit ourselves, believe me. Let it kind of bubble to the surface. And when it does, it kind of flows out of us, different than releasing. Can't describe it to you. It's difficult. But to me, that's the current way to limit ourselves, is not to let these things come forth and to really fear what's going on. There's a lot of I'm not enough sort of thinking going on out there. And folks, we're all enough at this point. We just have to play our own role, I believe. I see Janie says limiting ourselves is a form of self-sabotage. Absolutely. If you keep limiting yourself, put limits on yourself. Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I've never done that well. Oh, I don't want to try this. Then, yeah, you are limiting yourself. You're sabotaging yourself, as Sue says. That's not what this is about now. This is about moving forward. This is about creating the new earth. And so, again, letting these limits be lifted by letting the things bubble up through us that need to is really a good thing to do now. Sue?
No, I think when we talk about limits, I mean, there's so much out there. I mean, there may be financial limits, you know, holding you back. Technology, as Brock mentioned, you know, all these things, they're just things, too. If you allow that, you know, I don't have enough money for this, or I don't have enough of whatever for that, you're limiting yourself, and you're staying in that loop of lack, and it's not going to help you move forward, because we are what we think and what we believe, and just by changing your thought patterns, you can change the limitations that you may have previously had just by doing that. Stick in the middle.
So I wonder if we'll be able to hear Sharon. Let's try again. Sharon, are you still there? Well, you have to be. You're running the show.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I heard that.
Okay. Did you hear it, like, straight?
No, go ahead. Talk. See what happens. Nope. Now it's breaking up. Okay. Really strange that Sharon is actually running this from her end, and yet it's her voice we can't hear. At first it was her earphones. Now we don't know what it is. Blog Talk is a tricky animal, that's for sure. I really think we need to move ahead, and Sharon, just send messages, if that's the way it works. Let's not let this limit us. At least that's what I'm thinking. Or you can just listen. I see a couple other people. Sid is on here, and he's saying the same thing, so he's going to try to reboot. So anyone, if you are having trouble, go ahead and reboot. And during the week, we'll have to work on this until we see what's going on. So I see Odie Dale is on here, and he's gone, I'm holding on to conditioning and domestication of the past. Until we deal with those, we will not move forward. Everything begins with believing we are limitless. Yeah, I think that's a good comment. Limitless indeed in what we can attempt. Not that we, each and every one of us, can do everything. That's not the point. We're not meant to. We can do whatever we need to for our part of the work. And that's where when we limit ourselves, sometimes then we don't step up into our full power. And I did it for years, thinking I wasn't enough. You know, why am I doing this? Blah, 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 blah. So the sky is the limit. That's correct. Things are limitless. When you step into things that are your energy and are your medicine and are the things you can do, then you are doing your work in a good way. You're on the spiritual road. Your energy is flowing. When you try things that don't work so well for you, then you need to accept that those are not a piece you need to be doing. I have done this so many times. They're countless. So I've gotten to the point where I focus on the things I do well, and I accept no limits on the things I know I can do well and have done well in the past. And sometimes some new ones appear as we need new skills to step forward. But the things I'm not good at, I gratefully and thankfully give to those who are good at it. Like if we need somebody to do math or any of the sciences that have to do with math, you know, please, somebody step up. Don't have me do it because I'll foul it up in a minute. But if you have, you know, have a need for something to be written or spoken, then I'm more than happy to step up and do that. If there's teachings that need to be shared by some of the yellow races, don't ask me. I'm not well-versed in the myth and teachings of the yellow races. You want to know about the red race, the brown race, the black race? I can step up and share everything I've learned. So it's a matter of paying attention. Don't let ego get in the way. Just because we're talking about, you know, don't accept limitations, again, doesn't mean we have to do everything well. If you go down that road, then you're going to always be disappointed because you'll be trying to do things that may not be in your ability range. Sue, what do you think?
Well, I know, speaking for myself, especially when it comes to technology, the programs and you know, and for these computers and stuff change so quickly, and it's really hard unless you're diligent with them to and work at it to stay up. And I know I get awfully frustrated when, you know, I've done something for such a long time and then what used to be user friendly is no longer user friendly anymore, and that can be very, very frustrating. And then it limits you to the point where you're totally frazzled, and you just, you know, don't want to deal with it sometimes. But you know, it's just a sign of the times too. If, you know, if we limit ourselves in those areas and not keep up with technology, we're going to be left behind because, for right now, anyway, until things shift again, you're in that time where there's still so much that is limiting what we want to do. And you know, I'm sure many of us financially, it's a real challenge in these times. And until things of that nature shift and there's more balance, we're just going to have to plug along and do what we can and not limit ourselves by feeling stagnated and stuck. Stick in the middle.
I thought Sharon might try again, but I guess that's not working. Rebecca says, woke up out of a dead sleep last night. Two impressions were so strong. Some of my fear comes from believing not being able to protect myself and that I need to get a service dog. Now I know some things I need to move forward. Wow, yeah, it's interesting. And Dale says, we have a wonderful ability called the power of doubt. It enables me to stop and ask myself, is this true? Yeah, as long as you ask and then, pardon me, answer and then move on. Doubt isn't really bad if you explore things. But to stay stuck in doubt, that's placing limitations on yourself. I know when I really stepped up on the spiritual road and my Native American teachers started working with me, I had so many doubts, and boy, I was putting limitations on myself. It took me years to accept what my teachers were telling me, that I was here for a reason. Don't worry about what your background was. We'll teach you what you need to know. You can take it from there, and on and on and on. So it's a tough one to know the difference about doubting, to know the difference of not going into ego, to compared to limiting yourself because you don't want to appear foolish, you don't want to make mistakes, you don't want to fail. We all fail. That's the human condition. We fail a lot. Failing is not a problem. Limiting yourself because you might fail is a problem. If you fail, you step up, try something else. For me, it's that easy. And I see Sharon says, when we learn our limitations, we learn our strong sides. Absolutely right. I'm very satisfied to work in the areas that are my strong sides. I have no problem with that whatsoever. And when I get messages or wake up from dreams, like Rebecca said, I pay attention to them. And sometimes I lay off a strong side for a while. There's stretches I don't do much in the way of ceremonies. Then there's other stretches I do a lot of it. It is absolutely, especially now, really important that we step into our strengths and not let things limit us, not do our part for whatever fears might be lurking there. But also, as I said earlier, let those things that are deep and dark in you, let them bubble up. Don't doubt yourself over that. Don't beat yourself over the head. Don't think you're losing something or you no longer have your abilities. Just let it bubble through. It will be very uncomfortable. Someday I'll do a show or I'll do some writing more about what I went through when I went in my really dark time of the soul, which was every minute of every second of every day. The pain, the doubt, just the whole darkness. So I do know what I'm talking about. It won't be fun. It may not be pleasant. But know that it will come up. And the more you can step into your abilities and away from your limitations, the more action things you can do. And I know some of you are smiling and shaking your head now or frowning and making symbols at me. It's important to do things right now, to take steps, to try things you haven't tried before. If you have some goals, to do something to work towards them. Because each time you do, these dark things that are still in there will bubble a little closer to the surface. It kind of draws them up. And I'm seeing this happen with a lot of people, again, including myself. Some things I hadn't been able to do for a long time, I pushed myself to do them lately. And each time I do, some positive effect is happening. And I know that's with some of you, too, because you've told me about them. And some of you have faced some really dark things of late. And I'm totally respectful of that, and it's great you're able to do it. Sue?
Yeah, I wanted to expand a little bit on what Sharon said. When we learn our limitations, we learn our strong sides. And that's spirit guiding us. You know, because spirit will constantly, I guess you could say, nag. those little thoughts will come in that, okay, you know, you need to be doing something here. You know, let's get going. And you kind of shove that down. You just go about your business of the day and you're nice and peaceful. And all of a sudden, something else comes into view. Something else, spirit comes in again. It could be anything. It could be something on TV triggers you or something you see in a book that you're reading. You know, and definitely our dream time can be really, really powerful as far as guiding us to learn about ourselves and to help us connect with that strength that we all have within us. And we do all have it. It's just we need to get out of our heads and once again get back into our hearts and not allow others to influence us also. And I mean that can very much limit our thinking. You know, and it can be very, very powerful limitations too that we can place on ourselves, especially if we're living. And I'll use my situation for example. When I had to make a decision to really further my life, to do what I've was wanting to do, to move west, to just start creating the life that I've always wanted. But, you know, I have family back there, back east, and that was a huge, huge factor for me. And it took me a while to understand that and to make peace with it so that I could then move forward. Because many, many, many people, you know, they stay in one place, and they couldn't even think of moving or leaving because of family, grandchildren. And in a way, I mean, it's honorable for yourself to do that, but then again, you're limiting your growth, your spiritual growth, what you want to do with your life. And you have to remember that even though they are part of your life, they are not your life. And that took a long time for me to understand. And there were many people that shunned me because of that thinking and or, you know, venturing forward. But after a while, you know, they came around. They understood. They understood me. I was always a gypsy and always wanted to explore and see all the things that I could accomplish in this short time. Because we are here only for a very, very short time in these bodies that we were gifted to live in. And it's a matter of not limiting yourself, and you can start with small steps, the small, mini, little steps, and eventually you'll start moving forward with larger ones. And you may fall back a little bit, you know, three steps forward, two back. It doesn't matter. It does not matter at all. Just keep working at it, and eventually you'll come to a place in your heart. Or you'll find peace and you'll understand and you'll be able to move forward with whatever you're wanting to accomplish. Stick in the middle.
Yeah. Here's something from Rhonda Davis. I haven't had a chance to copy over yet. One of the reasons that kids learn so quickly and excel and can excel is because they do not see limits. They are excellent teachers on this topic. Yeah, absolutely. And we all start out that way. Anyway, all that I've ever worked with start out that way. The issue becomes, as we get older, we tend to put those limits on ourselves. And that's where we start to have problems. And it's not just limitations, fears. Most kids do not come into this world with a lot of fears. And yet they start to accumulate fears as they go along. Unfortunately, many of them, put on them by older people, parents, teachers, other people in authority figures. And when I see this, it just really makes me so sad. When I teach groups out in nature, especially when I used to teach a lot of young groups of kids, and I would hear the parents say, "Oh, don't go too far out there. Don't go out in that field. You wait here until they come back. You can't go to places like that. There's wild animals out there. There's bugs that'll bite you." I mean, literally, they go into this whole litany. "Oh, there's spiders, and you know, spiders can be poisonous and they can kill you. And snakes, oh my goodness." And I would always try to take the parent or the person saying that aside and talk to him about it. But it was very difficult because it was their fears, their limitations. It had blocked them from doing anything in nature their whole lives. We don't want to pass that forward to the generations who come. They need to explore themselves without limits. Now, that doesn't mean being foolish or stupid. That's not what I'm saying. We've talked about this in other shows. But putting a bunch of restrictions like that on people, or when you take your dog for a walk, they won't let the child approach the dog. Even if you tell them, no, the dog's, you know, they'll ask, "No, the dog's fine. He loves kids, blah, 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 blah." "Yeah, but, you know, oh, he might be dirty, or maybe he's got something, or he might get angry." And you're limiting your kids in an extreme way. And I know most people don't do this as a negative thing. They think they're protecting their kids. We do not protect our kids from stopping them from exploring anything. And I've had a lot of painful things I've gone through, and I'm sure all of you have. And I'm glad I did, because if someone had just told me and stopped me from doing it, I never would have I never would have been able to progress at all on my own. I'd still have all those limitations in front of me. I'd probably still be sitting on the East Coast somewhere running one of my businesses or a group of my businesses and not feeling fulfilled at all and not doing what I need to be doing because I would have listened to others. "Oh, you need to just do your businesses and make a lot of money." That's what I kept. That was the limit that was always put on me. And until I was able to walk from that, I couldn't really begin to step in to my own being in my own place. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, I want to read what Sharon has put up on the chat box. She says, "Isn't it ironic that we find our deepest limitations when we stand on the edge of emotions? When everything is about to explode and burst, we feel trapped, caged, and static. We learn how weakness has nothing to do with limitations." And then she goes on to say, "But the thing is that all people, everybody, made and some still make their decisions as they avoid the limitations they put in front of themselves. People build bypasses, which is nice for a short period of time, but on the longer term, it makes those limitations in the size of a tsunami." Yeah, because tsunami, that's a good one, especially what you've been going through over there. I guess they've had some pretty major weather coming off the sea there, some high waves. But just by pushing these things aside that our spirit is wanting us to move forward with, it's like building this little dam that it can only hold so much, and before long it's going to go and create that tsunami. And by avoiding them, yeah, it creates havoc. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, I'm just looking to see what else is going on. It's really hard to follow things today. We've got messages that are appearing where names ought to be and just all kinds of strange things. We can't bring Sharon on, and we could try again. I guess I see Sue and I are still talking, even though it says that we hung up on the other board. So it's quite odd, whatever's going on today. Who knows?
Huh.
And it's all about the energy, I'm sure. Okay. I'm just looking to see what else people were putting up there. Some say the mind is like a mini version of the universe, and the universe is infinite. So why is the mind so limited? That's Sharon. That's a great question. Why is it? The mind is keeps coming on its own. The mind is the place of reason. It is that side of us, the energetic side of reason, of male energy. And often of limitations. Because the mind's primary goal, and Sharon knows this, so it's partly a rhetorical question she asks, the mind's primary goal is to protect us. That's its number one priority for existence, to protect our physical being, our what we are in the flesh when we're here. That is what the mind does first. Everything else is secondary to the mind. Creating, thinking, all those other things are secondary. Because I suppose as the mind evolved, if the physical being of us does not exist, then everything else is immaterial. The problem is it often goes too far. And I find that especially true for people who are spiritual, because spiritual people tend to push the limits, ask a lot of questions, don't just take things, as they're said, verbatim, but they look deeper, they look further. And so the mind sees that and starts to take fright and then starts to try to limit us. And we allow ourselves to be limited. The heart can do some of this too if we're not careful. Heart in general, being the female energy in us more than the male, is more trusting and more open. And we've covered this and brought this into many shows because this mind and heart thing is really critical and part of what we have to bring together now, without doubt, without fear, because we're told in the fifth earth we are to connect in harmony and balance and equality the male and the female. Well, that's not just men and women. That's also within us. That's also the mind and the heart. That's also our masculine and feminine traits. It's all those things. So where the heart puts limitations in, or often can, is when our emotions are damaged, for whatever it may be. A love affair that goes bad. Something you really like that no longer allows you to be near it. Some project, some group, whatever. Then sometimes we limit ourselves because we don't want to get our heart broken again. We don't want to feel the pain. But usually it comes from the mind. However, it can come from either or both. And that's part of what I'm saying now, that we need to let these things bubble up and just flow out of us. A lot of that is the old limitations. Now, here we are today, and again, I know some of you who are on now are working through a lot of this right now. And you're feeling those limitations. Some are saying, oh my, I've lost the abilities I have. Some are saying, wow, this physical thing start going wrong with me. Some are saying, oh, I'm just not going to do anything. It doesn't work. You know, Sharon could do that easily today too. Oh, great. I have things to say today and I can't even be heard. The way around that, to begin to get around that, if, in addition to let these things flow out of you, is just find another way to act. Find another way to do what you need to do. If you go into that, oh, poor me, woe is me stuff, or think this is going to pass at any particular time, you're going to trap yourself with even more limitations, more feelings of pain or whatever. And so just think about it as you move ahead. Okay, what do I feel is limiting me? I do this sometimes when things aren't going well. And often it'll help. Okay, folks, what is limiting me? Why? And do I need to do anything about it? And then I move ahead from there. So, let's see. Here's Sharon back on again. Okay. Well, first, Rebecca asks, what's the difference between weakness and limitations? That's a good one. Sharon says no real difference. Limitations can create weakness. Weakness does not always create limitations. And then she says, spiritual people use mostly their imagination to reach beyond their limitations and see what's next. Imagination is the truth most people are afraid of. Yeah, there's some good truth in that. I'm not sure I agree that weakness and limitations are the same. Weakness is thinking you're too weak to be able to do anything. Limitation is you think there's something there you can't get around. They're probably brother and sister, very closely related, but I don't think they're identical. You see a limitation. You know, I used to see things in a block in the road, and the way I always share it is, you know, I'd be walking down my red road, my spiritual road, and there'd be a big boulder in the middle of the road, some big obstacle, some limitation on what I was trying to do. And there was a time I used to just run at it and hit it, beat it, try to move it, climb over it, knock it out of the way, and to try to move that limitation so I can move forward. I wasn't afraid of it. I just saw it very, that I couldn't get it out of the way. And so I would spend a lot of time trying to move it, beat it into submission, get that damn limitation out of my way. Until I finally realized in working with some other elders that the wise way to go about it is to go around it. And again, I believe we've mentioned this before, to circle around that boulder in the middle of the path, to not let it affect me as best I can. We're human, so things affect us, of course. But no matter what, to keep moving, not to stop and fight it, not to try to chip it away or push it out of the way, but simply to go around it. And if it tried to continue to limit me, attack me, whatever, just keep moving and hope that wouldn't affect me. And eventually you get to the other side of it, you're back on the path and you're moving forward. Instead of being blocked by the limitation, you've found a way to go around it. And to me, that's a really, really important concept. And there's a lot of other things being put up here, but I'll put the stick in the middle.
Yeah, I talking about weakness. Weakness, I believe, is a really kind of more loss of yourself, loss of maybe insecurities, severe insecurities or inabilities to do much of anything, loss of hope, you know, faith, things of that nature. And then the limitations are those things that we think are obstacles in front of us that may be keeping, you know, us from moving forward. And I noticed Rhonda said one of the biggest limits we put on ourselves is to think we must do things in the ways that have worked in the past. The key there is that what worked in the past really did not work. In a way, I think because of the changing times, that's very true that the way things have been done and handled in the past may not necessarily work for us because we're different now. We're spiritually moving forward. Things shift and things change. So it's once again a matter of moving forward. And I know Sharon, she says, we usually search for the things that we think we can't reach, but the truth is that we can. We simply trap ourselves so deep. And the worst part of all, we teach our children what they can and can't do according to our own limitations. And she says, very sad. Then she's also asking Rebecca, how would you describe weakness? So, talking stick in the middle.
Okay. Running elk. Put up, my parents thought they could do little to be ahead in life because they were born on the res. Me and my brothers have not accepted this and gone to get what we needed to be more. Yeah, exactly right. And that's a really good and happily, your parents did not place limitations on you, or I assume they did not. Or if they tried to, you managed to walk away from those. You know, much like I was saying, the kids who were, this fear of the outdoors and animals and insects being put in the kids, hopefully a lot of those kids can walk away from it when they see, pardon me, that that's not the way to be. Even my own nephews and nieces I watched being told that when they were young and then just walking away from that as they got older. And they realized not only is that not the case, but some of them actually went into fields where they dealt with animals and nature. So that's really a good running elk. And he had written, I did not post it or rewrite it over yet because it's hard to speak and write at the same time, forgive me. But he's saying, yes, he likes the story about the boulder on the road. And that's kind of what he does. He just didn't realize that's what he was doing, going around it. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's a good one to work with. You're not being weak by going around something that's arbitrarily blocking your road. Now, there's a time you have to protect yourself from whatever's going on. That's different. But you don't have to attack every darn boulder that shows up. That's like Don Quixote in the windmills. I mean, you'll spend your whole existence attacking boulders that are sitting in your road. I know. I tried to do it. It doesn't work. And then you're just wasting time that you could have been going further down the road. Rebecca's saying weakness is like, for example, for me, my PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome, I believe. Tell me if I'm wrong on that, Rebecca. There are some things I can do to strengthen myself to be spiritual, emotional, and physically more stronger, but it also teaches me I have to ask for help. It is a disease. Yes, boy, we all have to ask for help. Thank you, Rebecca. I don't care what your block or limitation is. It's learning when to know to ask for help. That's really important. That doesn't mean we do the silver bullet thing to try to remove our limitations and want someone else to do it for us, but we can use the help and support to deal with it ourselves, because eventually we have to deal with it ourselves, or, yeah, it doesn't change. So I was right about that, post-traumatic stress disorder. Oh, I said syndrome. Whoops. Thanks, Jenny. I knew I was close, but not quite. And, yes, there's a lot of things that do that. For myself as well, I went through this long period that I was afraid of everything and thought I could no longer do anything again because I'd become too ill and too many emotionally painful things had happened, and I just wanted to check out, get the heck out of here. And I know a lot of us go through that. So, anyway, that's what I was just thinking. So that's some good stuff, and I see Rhonda is saying, what Running Elk said ties into what Sue said about moving away from her family. Neither saw through the eyes of what was right and correct for someone else. Yeah, and it happens a lot also with spiritual people, and we've talked about that on other shows. A lot of times our birth families will put or try to put tons of limitations on who we are, what we can be, what our responsibilities are, how we have to act and how we have to live. And as long as you stay in that energy, you never will fully step into what you are and or are meant to be. So that's my thoughts on that. Stick in the middle.
You know, I'm thinking also, as Jim was speaking of the boulder in the middle of the road, I mean, we've talked about the river as I'm peering out the window here, watching the Poudre River, and going with the flow, not hanging on to the edges out of fear, but going, you know, smoothly flowing around those boulders, obstacles that are in your way. And, you know, as we talk about weakness, I remember being very, extremely naive, very, very insecure, and many more things going on there, and very, very fearful, especially in my very younger days, to do anything. And my fear was, you know, the axe coming down over my head more often than not. And it got to the point where there was so much confusion around what was right and what was wrong as I was growing up that I didn't really know what direction to move forward in. You know, one day I would think that, oh, God, you know, this is it. I'm in big trouble, and everything would be cool. And then the next day, similar whatever would happen, and it, you know, it'd be all hell to pay. So I ended up feeling very, very confused and really having a hard time just moving forward. And that was, you know, a weakness that I had developed because of my surroundings, and that was something I needed to work through. So, you know, as we're talking here, and I'm thinking back of when I really moved through that weakness, is when I made my first decision to move forward with my life and moved to a place, you know, with a young child and a St. Bernard and a cat from Arkansas to Fairbanks, Alaska. This was through the Air Force, and I think that alone, once I moved through and didn't place limits on myself, I think that more or less helped me to start thinking about other things as they came, you know, across my path, so that I could continue to move forward on this spiritual path that I've been on for a while now. Stick in the middle.
And I see Dale said, one of the things that helps me is that I do not take ownership of my fibromyalgia. Yeah, and anything like that. And Dale, yeah, you're really right. And I've walked that too. I've been told I've had fibromyalgia now for a long time. It's much less now than it was when it was really intense. Not only not take ownership of it, but I have no expectations of that or any of the other crazy things that go on with my body that none of the medical profession seems to be able to answer. I don't let it limit me. It has at times, because it gets so intense, but I have to become aware of that and then, once again, move around the boulder in the road. Yeah, not take ownership of it, nor let it take ownership of you. It doesn't belong to us, and we don't belong to it. It is simply part of our walk. And I don't care if it's fibromyalgia or any other, you know, of the whole long list of things we have to deal with as humans, because one of the things that Janie says, we didn't come here to have an easy life. Fears and limitations we put on ourselves were and are part of that journey and evolution. Absolutely right. And this is the biggie. This is the big lifetime. This is the one all the different cultures have talked about, moving into this new earth where we have to create something much more sustainable and loving than we have in the past if we're going to survive as a species. And so, therefore, I think the challenges are higher. If what we're trying to do is higher level, if the rewards are a higher level, if our spiritual energy is grown to a higher level, then the challenges are also higher. Because once again, dark and light balance out. And so it is something to face. And, you know, as Dale was saying, and again, many of us have these different things. As Rebecca has PTSD, that's another, you know, situation like that. Not only not to let it control us or us to try to control it or take ownership of it, but to have no expectations of outcomes. For a long time now, I've had no expectations of when these various things in my body and system will stop. Many of them have, of their own accord, but they kind of float away when I wasn't looking. And suddenly I'm like, whoa, that one's not getting me anymore. I think that's the way, too. There was a time I would set arbitrary dates of when some limitation would be dealt with and gone. And, of course, each time I did, I was disappointed. And I realized from teachings of other elders, that's not the way to do it. You can set an expectation you're going to deal with this as best you can in this life. And if Creator and the universe are willing and it's a positive thing for you, that at some point you will walk away from that particular disease, ailment, whatever it is, fear. And then you go about your business. You act. You don't sit and go into a deep funk because things are not exactly how you want them. If you do that, you'll sit there for the rest of your life, which means you'll probably come back in the next one to dig into it once again. That's a choice, of course, and an option. But if you don't want to, you just have to you have to keep moving. You have to face them, one foot in front of the other. Not, oh, the darkness hates me. Darkness doesn't hate anybody. Not at all. Negativity doesn't hate anybody. It doesn't selectively attack one of us or the other. Disease doesn't attack one of us or the other. These things are all part of the package, as Janie said. It is part of the journey. It is part of the evolution. And the more we're able to understand spiritually, the higher we're able to go on the spiritual journey through life, the further ahead, the less these things begin to affect us because they no longer have any hold over us. The more we moan our fate, the more we let the limitations stop us, the stronger of a hold they have on us. So keep doing things. Keep doing action. Stick in the middle.
Yeah, taking action and just being in the moment. taking one step at a time. Letting go of those things that keep you stuck, those thoughts. Anything that does not help you as a spiritual person to move forward with your life and create the life that you've always dreamed of. You know, the limitations we can put on ourselves are just, we can do it and not even realize we're doing it. And it can be constant. It can be, you know, all day long, little things. So it's really important to, once again, do the things that you love to do. Get out in nature. We speak of this all the time because if anything's going to help you, the Earth Mother is going to help you as you ponder, as you walk, as you sit. But be out there in nature and let her guide you. Ask her for guidance. Ask Grandmother Moon for guidance. There's no limit to what we can create, the world we can create for ourselves. There's no limits. The only limits there are what we place on ourselves. And it's so important to just live moment to moment and day by day and to let those things from our past be in the past and what we believe we're wanting to pursue for ourselves for the future. Do what you need to do. Act, move forward, and not in fear. Just do what you need to do and don't place any limits on yourself. stick in the middle.